Tennessee lawmakers are pointing the finger of blame at one another over the failure of a resolution condemning white nationalists and neo-Nazis. A House panel defeated the measure earlier this week. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Nashville Representative John Ray Clemens says he and another Democrat came up with the resolution after this summer's deadly protest in Charlottesville, Virginia. It called on the Tennessee legislature to denounce and oppose white nationalist and neo-Nazi groups, as well as those who call themselves alt-right. Clemens says the statement should have been easy for lawmakers from both parties to embrace.
I was completely surprised. I fully expected this to pass straight through.
But none of the Republicans on the House subcommittee the resolution was assigned to would second a motion to consider it. They say the resolution was a political trap written to embarrass them and that Clemens should have talked with them about it beforehand if he was serious about getting it passed. The dispute is one of the many minor skirmishes going on as lawmakers prepare for this fall's elections. Democrats hope to pick up seats in the General Assembly and potentially break the Republican supermajority. And one of their lines of attack is painting GOP lawmakers as unwilling to condemn the far right. It's not a fair portrait, says House Majority Leader Glenn Cassada. He says he supports Clemens' resolution.
I know I and the leadership team would definitely second it, motion it, support it, vote for it.
Cassada suggests Clemens tries luck a second time, an offer Clemens says he'll consider but has his doubts is sincere. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.